Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Somebody sent an email to us about some priest cutting the head off a man instead of a goat. That's all I saw.
Whoa.
Is that a story?
Yeah, it's a story.
Okay.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Didn't know if you were going to do it or not. I didn't look.
Yeah, it sounds
brutal.
I just like headlines because I like to know. I hear a story from Craig usually. But
was this guy bald? I saw another headline about a bald-headed guy getting beheaded.
I don't know.
Same thing?
I don't know. I didn't look at it. This is a story out of India. They were celebrating at a festival. At this festival in India, it's time for the animal sacrifice.
Of course it is.
As you do.
So,
gather around.
It's different at Puss's house.
So,
nobody
Suresh.
Dies. Just souls die. That's about it.
Suresh.
Slowly road.
Suresh, or maybe Puss, was holding the goat meant for sacrifice.
No.
The priest.
Puss doesn't kill goats.
He was holding the goat.
He
was holding the goat, perhaps attempting to keep it from the sacrifice.
Got it.
The priest, Shalapathy, was supposed to carry out the animal sacrifice and cut off the goat's head. The priest,
make
swinging the big knife, missed the goat and hit the guy right in the throat. Guy's dead.
Oh.
Don't hold the goat next to the guy.
According to police, the priest, Shalapathy, was drunk at the time of the sacrifice and missed his target. He has been arrested by police.
Oh, good.
It was not premeditated.
Did he just not go to beheading practice that day?
Yeah, he was drunk.
He was drunk, man. Don't show up at the beheading drunk, priest.
Don't drunk and drink and sacrifice.
Right. But they worship animals over there. Obviously cows, but I didn't know you could just kill a goat over there.
They are getting rid of that.
Oh,
it's not. They
cows?
Don't do it in the biggest cities, in the outlying areas. No, it's just still a
goat thing.
It's a religious thing.
Okay, got it.
Right. Yeah, and they don't do it in the bigger cities. They're working on outlawing it, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But it's still going on in some places, and
that's
what happened.
Quite the opposite of worshiping the Brahma ball.
Right.
They lopped its head off.
You got to love the goat. You don't cut its head off.
Yeah. Oh, no. My story was, there was a guy in Mozambique, and the killers lopped his head off because they were certain that bald men have gold inside their skulls.
I did not hear that.
Whoa. That's like something that guys are called, tell women. You know.
Yeah.
I don't get.
Okay. You know, it's making all this hair fall out of my head.
I had never heard that. What kind of drugs are involved there?
Who knows?
Bald men have gold inside their skulls.
That's a Paul Simon song.
You lucky bald guys. Cut your head open. See if you got some gold in there, man.
No, just get the gold out. It's there.
It's there. Sure.
Yeah, we know.
Right. Yeah.
We know it's there. Apparently, get it out.
Apparently it's
but don't
there.
Go to Mozambique.
Yeah. No.
You got a couple bald friends.
Yeah.
Check with them.
And do you have to be fully bald or just balding?
Yeah, balding. I think the most gold. It sounds like it's a shiny Q-tip, right?
I saw the picture that accompanied the article, it was a cue ball.
Cue ball.
Okay.
Yeah.
He was cleanly shaved.
Well, everybody in this room is still safe.
Yeah, cue ball, though. You're all going to. There's gold in there, man.
This guy's had to be pretty disappointed when there wasn't any gold in his head.
Just like brains.
Just
brains
a brain.
Popped out.
Right. Like Tyler should never shave his head.
There's
got to be a lot of gold
in
there.
That's the mother load.
That's a big container.
That's the 49ers right there.
That's a shipping container.
That's a gold rush. Gold. That's a gold rush. I got a big head. Damn it.
There'd be a land grab.
More brains, too. That's a fact, by the way.
Heading towards his skull.
Don't use them all, but there's more brains in bigger-headed people. That's a fact.
Is that a loose interpretation of the word brains?
No, it's brains.
Brain matter. Okay.
It's a loose interpretation of the word fact.
Yeah. That's a fact. More brains. You have a big head, too, Puss. You're just not as big as mine. And Todd's got a big
noggin,
too.
Not many are.
Only Nick and Craig have regular-sized heads.
No, there's other people that have regular size heads.
No, I mean this room.
In this room.
Yeah.
world is full of regular size heads.
Yeah.
Menke has a big head.
Yeah, he does have a big head. Yeah.
I didn't really notice that until you had that show the other night, and he's like, my head's huge. I'm like, oh, I'll be damned. It is.
Huh? Really blocked out the spotlight.
A new study shows that certain face masks can make people look more attractive.
You wear the N95 around, Craig, and you look good in that. Yeah.
I wear the blue surgical one because it brings out my eyes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the cloth ones now is what I wear.
You do.
We have a bunch of them. We just got, you know.
Well, I've noticed that at the grocery store, now that, you know, people are wearing masks there, everybody's more attractive. Like, oh, no, they're covering up half of their face.
Yeah. Right. Chicks' eyes always look good with masks on, don't they?
Yep.
Yeah, the trouble is sometimes they're the window to the soul.
Yeah. Or they take it off, mask off, and their face is jacked up below their eyes. You know that happens too.
Yeah, but sometimes you look and they're nothing.
Just soulless eyes. Yep. Yeah.
Researchers found blue medical mask wearers were found most attractive by women. Men were judged to look better with a mask obscuring the lower half of their faces.
My favorite one is
look better.
I've always felt bad for guys during this whole pandemic. The big long beard guys, because they're just like smuggling a wolf.
They make masks specifically for beards.
I've never seen those though.
I've seen ads.
It's just like a little thin piece of cloth over the guy's mouth and nose, and this big beard smuggling around it, man. There was a guy at the I had to go to the auto parts store the other day, and the guy working behind the counter just had this big huge beard, and it looked like a miniature face around his mask, but he was wearing a mask, obviously.
You building a Hemi?
Yeah, I'm dropping a Hemi this weekend. You can help, buddy.
I'd like to come over and help you.
Sure, man. You know me. I like to build Hemis on the weekend.
I got my hoist.
I don't brag about it.
Tyler's nothing if not a wrench head.
Right, yeah. Love to lift an engine block out every once in a while. Haven't done it in a couple of weeks.
No, I went through one of those fancy car washes that are being built in this town. All over the place?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the hundreds.
Right. And it ripped off my... I was in there. And I'm thinking, man, this is a lot of stuff going on. There's a lot of big... chunky stuff hitting this car. It's moving around. And I pull out. I drive home. Next day I walk out. No license plate. Front license plate ripped off.
Damn. I see a ton
ripped off. And I go, I'm thinking, I wasn't in my imagination. These things, I mean, there's a bunch of them in Omaha. I'm sure there's a bunch of them in the city you're going in. They're really long. But I said, it's really chunky inside there. I'm thinking, my car's getting moved around a little bit. So I pull back up there like a week later, and I go, listen, I'm going to take a shot in hell here. And I roll the window down. And the girl wasn't very helpful. She's a teenage girl working there. I said, you guys ever get any license plates? She goes, yeah, we got one in here. She pulled it out. And I go, she holds up. I go, I look at it. Now, I don't know my license plate number. So I go,
does that match the back?
I go, I was about to get out of the car. She goes, no, I got a camera back there for you. Don't worry about it. So it was my license plate.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to go through that thing again.
I saw yesterday.
Is it happening?
I saw a guy I know on Facebook. He knocked the rear view mirror off. The driver's side rear view mirror off.
So
was operator error there.
No,
I've been through that one.
No, these new ones? Been to the new one yet? That's what I'm talking about. The brand new ones. Just a bunch out west. And
yeah, there's one near my house.
They're building them everywhere.
They are. I'm not hammering these people. I'm just saying this is going to happen. I've never had anything ripped off my car.
No, go walk up and down the parking garage, and you'll see people who have the license plate, the front license plate, is bent forward, one side or the other, or both. It happens to my wife's car, too. Yep. So, it's the car wash that does that, and I don't know what they could do to prevent that.
Well, I've been through a bunch of
car... one of those license plate holders.
Oh, yeah.
No, mine was ripped right off, though.
Or slow down the little whipper thing in the car wash.
Everything was ripped off. Everything was ripped off. I'm going to go back to the other one that actually just has regular brushes. Yeah.
Sounds like it's powerful.
Yeah, it's really powerful. So that's why I was at the store, and I dropped a Hemi.
Getting tossed around the car wash.
And I'm dropping a Hemi, too, for that.
Yeah, that'll hold on to the license plate better. You got yourself a Hemi.
Right.
No question. A snowboarder is recovering in the hospital after he collided with a moose in Utah at a mountain resort there.
In his car or on the snowboard?
On the board, I think.
That's crazy. They should have that in the Olympics. Avoid the moose.
I'd watch that.
You can do that in Colorado.
Yeah,
I've heard of people avoiding the moose and like Breckenridge, I think.
He was taken to the base clinic for at the resort for evaluation, and then later had to be taken to the hospital for further treatment.
Now, that would have been...
No word on the moose.
Your story would have been much better.
Yeah, how's the moose?
If I hit a moose?
Yeah, but not died, obviously. Just the accident you had, if you hit a moose.
Moose. Yeah.
For radio purposes, that would have been the best. That might have topped shooting the fridge. Remember that time you hit a moose? The poll was funny enough. Really wasn't funny.
No, but you don't want to hear the poll story.
Yeah.
I would
listen to the moose story every day on the show.
All day I could hear I could tell the moose story.
All day, every day.
Well, the poll.
Tell about that moose story.
Right. Well, let's just change it to that.
You hit a moose?
We're not exactly under oath here.
That's true.
How'd you bust up your knee? Hit a moose.
Right.
Skiing.
Yeah.
It's got to be skiing, though.
Oh, yeah. The same way you hit the pole. Mm-hmm. Hit the moose.
Hitting a moose in a car is no fun.
Nah.
Because you likely wouldn't be here.
No.
No, they're gigantic.
Yeah.
The moose had to be weirded out.
They're pretty fast, too.
Yeah.
Really?
A snowboard guy coming down over the hill there and just running right into you.
Just like,
you dumbass.
Well, you don't expect to see a moose on the slopes.
No, I wouldn't think so.
But this year, I've read about it more than ever. Used to never hear about it, and I've heard several reports, even when they go in and around Colorado Mountains.
Mm. What do they think is causing that?
I don't know, because they're usually not that high up. So that's just weird. They're looking for food, I assume.
Were people not out for a while there? So the moose started coming into town more, like a lot of animals did during the pandemic?
Yeah, because didn't they have a lot less snow than they normally do at the beginning of the season?
At the beginning of the season, yeah. But I got no explanation.
Let's say they run 35 miles per hour?
Yes.
That's nuts.
Who's on the phone, Puss?
We got somebody who's had... moose encounter.
Oh, really?
What's up, Will?
Hey, how's it going this morning, guys?
Good, man.
What you got?
So my father was in the Air Force, and when I was about 10 years old, we were stationed up in Maine, about 20 miles from Canada, mm-hmm. so like that far north. And we were at the grocery store one day, and as we were walking out, we actually saw like a Ford F-150 hit a moose.
Oh!
And what happens is because those things are so tall, you hit them in the legs, and they flip over and come through the windshield.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Was the guy in the truck hurt?
He was hurt. He was kind of dazed and everything. But as we were helping him, trying to make sure he was okay, it had knocked the moose out. The moose actually woke up, got up, kind of shook its head, and trotted off into the forest.
No, did you go, that was awesome.
So I can't even imagine hitting one of those things on a snowboard, man. That thing must be like a brick wall with feet. What I mean? So
the moose just the moose just ran away, huh?
Yeah. No, he woke up like, what the crap was that? And off he went. So,
man, how old were you at the time when you saw it?
I was 10 years old.
So you don't know the consequences. You just think that's a cool thing to see, right?
Oh, I still think it's awesome. I'm 41 now.
It absolutely is.
What a great story, man. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for taking the call. Love you guys.
No problem. Bye. Thanks for the See, Todd, you tell a story like that. You had a moose skiing. I'd listen to that every day. Even Puss would listen to it. Colleen might even stay in the room when you talk about
once.
It.
Yeah, the moose at Breckenridge is all over YouTube.
Yeah.
Oh, they get...
Yeah, he was actually chasing after a skier.
Whoa. Oh, wow.
Yeah. And how fast can you
go
skiing?
Must go faster.
I don't know. I've never timed... I'm not very fast.
Yeah.
But I could probably outrun a moose if I had to.
Yeah.
You could probably go 35 miles an hour on
ski. Oh, yeah, you probably could. Yeah, easily. Yeah.
But you don't want to fall down.
You know what you're doing.
It'd be a spectacular crash when it ended.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm guessing you wouldn't stick the landing at the bottom of the hill at that speed.
At 35 miles, I might be slightly out of control.
Yeah, a little bit.
And I don't like to be slightly out of control.
Yeah. Except for on the couch. Yeah.
I don't mind.
Yeah.
Got a list of motorized vehicles I wouldn't want to go 35 miles an hour on, let alone skis. Yeah.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well.
inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The survivor of a terrorist attack in a Texas synagogue says that active shooter training saved his life and the lives of others being held hostage.
Have we determined he is indeed a terrorist? Because he's brown?
Yeah, he's a terrorist. Yeah. You're right. I haven't heard anybody bitch about
it. But if he were
it.
White, he would have been doing something patriotic.
Oh, no. He's just visiting the Capitol, they called that.
With something patriotic
they would have easily.
That this guy did.
Right.
But he's brown, so terrorist. Good.
Right.
We all can sign off on that.
Jeffrey Cohen was one of four members of the congregation Beth Israel, held for 11 hours at gunpoint by this guy. Cohen explained that he lined himself up with one of the exits and gradually positioned other hostages in areas where they could escape. They initially welcomed this guy into the synagogue when he was looking for a place to get warm, but then it, you know, turned violent about an hour later.
Right, yeah, he was in there actually just talking to the guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
An hour later.
That's when he decided.
No, he was actually in there just discussing stuff with the rabbi. Because, you know, if you walk up to a house of worship, you can walk in and talk to people. And then now they want all these houses of worships to have shooter training because they're in danger.
Yeah, so pay attention during that stuff.
Instead of doing other stuff like, you know, getting rid of them, you know.
Yeah, it's up
huge
to you.
Guns, you know.
It's up to you to beware of the guns.
That's right.
Yeah.
Not the guns.
The guns are out of control.
Oh, they're totally out of control.
At our last studio, I remember they were going through putting in some safety measures. Right. And, you know, there used to be a window in my studio that looked out to the hallway.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
And there was a blind over that window. And our head engineer at the time was like, can we take that down? I was like, no. He said, well, we're putting in these emergency lights. If there's an active shooter, we can set this light off so you'll all know. And you won't be able to see it if the window's covered. I said, yeah, but if the shooter gets back here, if the window's covered, he might miss. If he can see through the window, he's going to hit me.
Good point. Plus, we'd probably hear a gun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, plus, the way that place was set up, if he made it back to us, we were hosed anyway because we were in the corner.
We couldn't have got out anyway, right?
There was nowhere to go.
No.
Well, that's why they need to set us up with some machine gun turrets.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like one in your studio would be perfect.
A 50 cal right here.
If that was the case, nobody would walk in between wherever that gun was set up and the fridge.
Todd hates,
all crawling.
Todd hates that fridge.
And the fridge. Yeah. A Tennessee jury is ordering Cracker Barrel to pay damages after a customer was served a glass filled with a chemical. Jury just outside of Chattanooga found the company at fault for serving this guy a glass filled with cleaner EcoSant and ordered a payout of almost $9.5 million.
So I'm guessing it was probably greenish, like on ice, like a Mountain Dew or something like that. You know,
I don't know. Cracker Barrel said it was disappointed with the outcome for an isolated incident happened. It happened 8 years ago.
It doesn't matter, man.
They've been putting it through the courts for this long. It happened 8 years ago. It should have been forgotten about by now.
Just pay the guy.
Pay the guy. You screwed up. You could have killed the guy.
Size of the award may be capped due to a law on civil damages they have there.
That happened here? Somebody serve a
movie theater?
At the movie theater?
A cocktail
we knew the
like
one. Yeah.
Little Windex.
Tap cleaner or something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did that guy get hurt?
Yeah, this guy. Yeah.
The Cracker Barrel guy?
Probably. Didn't say that in this little bit I have.
I hope he didn't take more than one drink.
What did he order that they put in? I mean, obviously it would look like a glass that somebody would bring to a table.
I'm sure it probably just was sitting on the bar. Somebody was cleaning something and server picked it up and just mistaken.
All right.
Just got back from the auto parts store.
Well, they don't have booze at Cracker Barrel, do they?
No, I don't think.
They do.
They do now?
Oh.
And a lot of them, they do. Not all of them,
depending
but a lot of them.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
They do.
Okay.
I'm going to go get drunk and go on a shopping spree there.
Damn right.
I don't know that I've ever been in one.
I haven't.
There's one in my hometown. My dad used to love it. So we used to go there for breakfast a lot. Yeah, there's like a gift shop right next to it. Mm-hmm. The food's excellent, but it's a breakfast thing. It's amazing. I mean, it's just amazing comfort breakfast food. Yeah.
Well, it's all day.
It is all day, breakfast food, all kinds of. Yeah, oh, yeah, you can get that. I mean, the rest of the day is all comfort food, too.
Chicken fried steak.
It's all good.
Yeah, it is all good and bad. Bad for you, but great.
They have biscuits.
But great. Biscuits, fat old people from church. That's what it was. That's when I was there.
Yeah.
But it's like a Denny's or a Village Inn or something like that. It's kind of that same thing, isn't it?
Yep.
With a bunch of stuff on the walls. I'm always worried. When I've been there, I'm worried about something like hitting my head.
There's
falling
a lot
down.
It's a real busy place.
Yeah.
Everything's everywhere.
A lot of farm implements.
Well, there's a big store as you walk in. You can buy all kinds of old lady gift stuff. You know, it's just what it is.
You have like woven blankets, and little fire trucks,
Afghans for masturbation,
tractor tires.
Yeah, just crazy stuff. Yeah. I didn't know they had booze, so.
No tractor tires.
Right. No.
You're bastardizing the Cracker Barrel.
No, it's not the Tractor Supply Company.
A head for your combine or something?
No, it's not like that.
They might have a display set up in a big tractor tire.
Yeah. I'm thinking of a similar restaurant I used to meet my
country.
Parents
at. It's just country fresh, that kind of stuff.
This sounds like a place I used to meet mom and dad at in Des Moines, except they had the tractor tires.
Okay. Mm.
So what, you could go out in the parking lot and flip them up and down the parking lot after your meal?
No, you just admire them. They're works of art.
Go flip the tire for a while, work off the meal.
Yeah.
So the guy that got the chemical served to him at Cracker Barrel, he's still suffering all kinds of issues.
Yeah. How much did he win again? I missed that, Craig. I'm sorry.
Several million.
Good. Pay the man.
9.4 mil, but it might get capped. He is still dealing with permanent and internal physical injuries to his mouth and esophagus.
Did he take a big, huge swig then? Like he was, because you would think if you sip, you go, whoa.
He
really
took a sip.
That's all it took.
Man.
Wow. They're not kidding when they say those chemicals aren't good for you.
No, you're right. You're right.
Who knew?
Don't do drugs, kids. You know what's in that.
Stick with the urine.
Yeah.